Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome back to today's Daf, which is Erevin Ayin Dalet. We're on the second to the last line of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Says the Gemara Gufa, so we just learned Amar Rav, Ein Mavoi Nitar B'Lechi V'Kaira. The only Mavi that can use a Lechi or a Kaira to enable carrying within it is if it conforms to the following guidelines. At sheyu batim v'chatzeris, psuchim l'soichoi. That's only if there are chatzeris and batim open to the mavi, accessing the mavi. So it needs at least two courtyards and two homes in each courtyard. So there are lots of traffic funneling through the mavi into the shesharabim. That's considered to be a properly configured mavi, populated, accessed, traversed by the Rabbim. It's a public area, and that allows Lechi V'Kaira. Explains the Rashba. What is the connection between traffic and Lechi V'Kaira? Because he says an area which is designated for more private, personal use, like a chatzar, that requires a proper mechitza to enclose it, to provide that privacy. Whereas a mavi, which is a public alleyway, that doesn't require that much. Therefore, even the Lechi V'Kaira, which are merely partial, incomplete mechitzas, are sufficient to enclose and provide mechitza for the mavi, provided that it's a publicly accessed alleyway. And that's why you need this much. You need two chatzeres or two houses. Ushmul Amar, you don't need that much. Afilu bayis echad v'chatzer achas. Even if it only has one chatzer, which accesses the mavi, Rashi explains a chatzer automatically has a house in it, otherwise it's not a chatzer. So one chatzer plus another house, which is accessing the mavi, that's enough. For Beich Namar, you don't even need that much. Afilu churva. Even if you have one chatzer, and again, the chatzer will have a house, even one chatzer plus a churva, which is a ruins, it's uninhabited, it's a building, but it's uninhabited, open to the mavi, that's also fine. So it appears that, according to all shitas, two elements are required. Number one, in its appearance, in its configuration, the mavi needs to appear like an alleyway, and not like a house, like a chatzar. It needs to be servicing and providing access for a chatzar. Now it looks like a mavi. It's an alleyway channeling traffic from the chatzar to the mavi to the shesharabim. So all agree, at least one chatzar is required to have access to this mavi. That provides that physical configuration, that appearance of a mavi. And in addition, you need some traffic coming through here. The question is, to what extent? Rav requires the most extent, and Shmuel downgrades a bit, Rabbi Yochanan even less. Amar Abaye l'Rav Yosef. Amar Rabbi Yochanan afilu b'shvil shel kramim. The Rabbi Yochanan maintained that even if you don't have a chatzar and a churva, if you only have a chatzar plus a shvil shel kramim, a pathway going through a vineyard, which is certainly not a place of dwelling, it's just a pathway, is that okay? Is that enough? If a chatzar and a shvil access the mavi, is that sufficient? Omar lei, he says no. Lei omar b'yechanan ala b'churva. The chazi l'dir, b'yechanan only maintained his position when it came to a churva, which is, although not currently lived in, but it's chazi l'dira, it's suitable for a dwelling. Aval shvil shel kramim, d'loy chazi l'dira loy, but unlike a shvil shel kramim, which is not suitable for living, it's an outdoor pathway, certainly that's not enough to allow this mavi to have the lechi v'kaira. You need to have dwellings open to the mavi, which supply traffic, in which case the mavi conforms to the proper guidelines and can use the Lechi V'Kaira. Let's perhaps take a look at Rashi inside, right off to the right. Rashi says, Bayis echad v'chatzer achas. So unlike Shita's Rav, who required two chatzeres and each chatzer two homes, Shmuel says, one bayis and one chatzer is enough. Explains Rashi. Bayis v'loy chatzer. So the house won't have a chatzer, it's just directly open to the mavi. And v'chatzer means Shabbais achar pusochla, a chatzer that has a home open to it. So that's Shmuel's shit. You need to have a proper chatzer, which has a home in it. And in addition, another home open to the mavi. Rabbi Yechon says, afilu churva mikan, v'chatzer mikan. Even if you have a chatzer, and a churva, in addition to that, that's enough. The chatzer b'lei bayis. Certainly the chatzer has a house, because again Rashi says the definition of chatzer is it's a service area, it's a front yard to a home. So chatzer automatically has a house. The question is what you need in addition to that chatzer. According to Shmuel, you need another house. Could there be even a churva? What about afilu shvil shal kramim? This pathway, pasuach l'mavi, mikan, v'chatzer mikan. If you have a pathway open to the mavi, plus that chatzer, is that enough? And he said no, because it's not a place of dwelling. Omar Rav Huna bar Chinana, v'azda Rabbi Yochanan l'tamei. Rabbi Yochanan by us seems to be following his own shita elsewhere. The Snan, we learned in the Mishnah. Omar Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon has a unique shita. He says that anything which is uncovered, anything which is outdoor, like a chatzer, like a rooftop, like a karfif, which is a storage area. So all these unroofed outdoor areas, since they're not designated for personal use, personal dwelling use, he says that you can transfer kelim throughout all these areas. They're all considered to be like one and the same entity. They're all classified as outdoor, undesignated, non-personal, non-household areas. Therefore, Shimon says you can transfer from one chatzah to the other without an erev chatziris. Amar Rav Shimon, echad gagois, whether rooftops, echad karfifos, whether these outdoor storage areas, echad chatziris or courtyard, rishus achas hein. They're all considered to be one rishus. They're one type of area, undesignated, unspecified for real personal use. Therefore, you could transfer anything throughout all these areas without making an erev. Lekelim sheshavsu l'soichem. This pertains to a kli which originated in any of these areas during Manash Mashis. So that kli has not been designated for personal household use. It's been sitting out in the chatzar at the onset of Shabbos. So that kli can be transferred throughout all these related areas. However, this doesn't apply to a kli which originated in the home. Meaning, if you have a household item sitting in your house during Manash Mashis, that has been specified and designated for household domestic use. That can be transferred throughout all these chatziris, without an erev chatziris, because you're taking from your own personal domain a kli which has been labeled as designated for personal domestic use. So it has that personal element to it, and you're going to take it to somebody else's chatzir, you can't do that. So this allowance to transfer freely throughout all these unroofed outdoor areas only applies to a kli, which is a undesignated kli, a non-household, non-domestic kli. Okay, that's Rav Shimon's sheet. V'amarav, halach k'Rav Shimon, we pass like Rav Shimon. Indeed, we can transfer throughout all these areas without an erev. And as Rashi points out, if so, according to Rav Shimon, when do we need to make an erev chatzeris to allow transfer from one chatzah to the other? Very simple. That applies to a kli that was in one's home during Manash Mashis, which has been designated for his personal use. That can't be transferred to your next door neighbor's chatzar, then erev, because it's as though you're taking one rishus to the other. But a chatzar kli, a kli which was located in the chatzar during Manash Mashis, which is considered to be an outdoor kli, that can be transferred from one chatzah to the other to add an erev chatziris. V'amar Rav halacha Rav Shimon, halacha follows Rav Shimon's shita. V'ushle irvu, provided that the members of this chatzar did not make an erev amongst themselves, which would allow them to transfer their household items into the chatzar. In which case, there are no household items sitting in the chatzar. So now, we're not concerned if we allow transfer of a kli chatzar, a chatzar kli, to the next door chatzar, we're not concerned that perhaps he'll mistakenly carry over a domestic kli to the chatzah next door, because there are no domestic kelim sitting in the chatzah. There was no erev to allow transfer of household items to the chatzah. Behu shalei irvu. Only then, when there was no erev present in this chatzah, do we follow Rav Shimon's shita and allow transfer from one chatzah to the other? Because there's no concern of pitfall, of mistakes. Aval irvu, but in a case where the members of this chatzar made an erev amongst themselves, which allowed them to transfer their household items into their chatzar. Now we're concerned. If we follow Rav Shimon and we allow transferring the klei ha-chatzar, the items that were sitting out in the chatzar during mashmashes, to the chatzar next door without an erev, perhaps he might inadvertently also carry a household item, a domestic chefetz, a kli which was in his home during Ben HaShemashis, he might also carry that over to the chatzah next door. Aval irvu gazrinon. But when they made an erev, we're concerned, dilma asil afuki, mani debatum lechatzah. He might mistakenly carry the mani debatum, the household items, to the chatzah next door as well. Therefore, says Rav, we only follow Rav Shimon Shita when there was no erev conducted in this chatzah, in which case, there's no such concern, because there are no household items sitting in the chatzar, and it won't lead him to carry any household items to the chatzar next door. Ushmuel Amar, no, we're not concerned. Bein irvu, ubein lo irvu, whether or not they made an irv, we follow Rav Shimon Shita. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halachka Rav Shimon, bein irvu, ubein lo irvu. Whether or not there was an irv made in this chatzar, we allow transfer of the klei ha-chatzar, the object which was sitting in the chatzah during Hashmashes, to the chatzah next door, without any concern that this might lead him to transfer the domestic kelim as well. Apparently, we're not concerned, we don't make exer, that perhaps he might mistakenly transfer the household items to the chatzah next door. We don't apply this exer here as well. When it comes to the Mavi, to which a churva is open, we allow carrying throughout the Mavi. Hachanami here as well. Like as we're not concerned, Dilma Asla Fuki Mani the Chatz L'churva. And perhaps if you allow carrying the Mavi, you might come to carry the Klei HaChatzar into the churva next door, where you're not meant to, because churva is private property. It's not like a Mavi or Chatzar, which is open outdoor areas. You're not meant to transfer to somebody else's churva. So just as Rabbi Yechon is not concerned over there that he mistakenly might carry something wrong into the forbidden area, here as well, he allows carrying the Mavi without any concern of unauthorized transfer into the churva. Let's take a look at Rashi inside. 9 lines from the bottom. Says Rashi, Hachanam here as well. Like Gozer Dilma Asla Fuki Mani the Chatz L'Churva. He's not concerned that perhaps a person inadvertently will carry the Klei HaChatzar into the Churva. He's not meant to. Derech Mavi, through the Mavi into the Churva. By Rishus HaCheresi, because you're not allowed to carry into the Churva because it belongs to somebody else. Sheesh Lo Baalim, because somebody owns it. It's somebody's private property. Uba Mavi Lo Yishtatu. And the Baalim of that Churva never made a Shituf with the Mavi. So it's considered to be a separate entity. How does Rashi know that he didn't make a shittuf? Sharei eni seres, because the churva doesn't need a erev, because presently nobody's there. Kedesani leil, as we learned earlier, Bepirkin, eino Israel makim dirulvat. The only thing that requires an erev is if somebody's actually living in there. Dehainu makim pita, whether he eats there, or makim lina, whether he sleeps there. But a churva provides none of these functions. It's not a place of eating or sleeping. So there was never an erev done to connect the churva to the rest of the area. Therefore, you're not allowed to carry the klei ha-chatzar into the churva. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yechon is not concerned that perhaps if he allows carrying the mavi, it's going to lead to this mistake. Just like over there, we're allowed to transfer without any concern that it's going to lead to confusion and pitfall. Now, Taisis and Divra Masal Chanami Asakashi says, what's the connection? He has a whole long explanation to, he rearranges the Pshat and the Gemara. Perhaps Bezos Hashem, we should leave it for the insights share. Taz provides an alternate pshat to the Gemara, and he addresses all the kasha that he asked. Continues the Gemara. Yosef Rav Bruna v'ka'amal l'ashmat. So Rav Bruna was sitting and saying over this halacha of Shmuel. Let's just make a quick recap between of the three shitas here, Rav, Shmuel, Riechna. A movi which would like to use a lechev akara to allow carrying, how much access does it have to, how much service does it need to provide? Rav says you need to have two chatzeres, which are accessing the movi, and two homes in each chatzer. Shmuel says it's enough to have one chatzer plus a house. Rabbi Yochanan says even one chatzer and a churv is enough. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Bruna, v'kama lo shmata. Rav Bruna was sitting and saying over this halacha, name of Shmuel, that you don't need to have two chatzeres and two houses. Amalei Rabbi Lazar, bar bei Rav. So Rabbi Lazar, who was a bar bei Rav, a yeshiva man, responded to Rav Bruna, Amar Shmuel hachi? Indeed, did Shmuel really say this? That's all you need? Amalei in? He says, yeah, sure. Amalei, so he told him, ach v'li yishbize. You know what, please show me where he lives. I'd like to personally ask him myself. Ach v'li, so he showed him his place of residence. Asal kamei d'Shmuel. So he approached Shmuel, Amalei, and he asked him, Amar ma hachi? Did you say this opinion? Amalei, so he says, in, yes. So this person asked him, how can that be? V'amar u'da amar. But didn't you say, Emu lanu bei Reuven, alakalashe mishnasenu. When it comes to halachas Erevin, we want to follow the precise wording of our Mishnah. Which Mishnah was we referring to? Our very Mishnah over here, Dafayin Gimel. Mishnah says, Shamove l'chatzeris, k'chatz l'bat. The Mavi serves and functions as a service area for the chatzeris. We treat the Mavi relative to the chatzeris just as the chatzah to the houses. Now, as Rashi points out, he was being medayik from the wording of the Mishnah. Mavi lechatzei rois. A Mavi needs to service two chatzeris. Kechatzah lebatim. Each chatzah needs to service two homes. So apparently a proper Mavi is only one which services two chatzeris, which contain two homes in each. So how can you propose that you don't need less than that? You don't need that much. Ishtik, the Shmuel, remained silent, didn't respond. Now, it was unclear whether he accepted it, and he reverted, he changed his opinion, and going forward he's going to agree with Rav, they need two chatzeris and two homes, or perhaps he maintained his own ground. Kiblumne, did he accept it from this person? Or perhaps he did not accept it. Says Mar Toshma, let's bring a raya that would seem to indicate that Shmuel held firm. He didn't require two chatzers or two homes. There was an incident Ahu Mavoya. There was this Mavid Avabdair Bei Avus Bar Ihi, which was occupied by this fellow Avus Bar Ihi. Now, as Mepharshim explained, there were actually two chatzers going into this Mavid. One chatzer had two homes. Perhaps that was the home where Avus Bar Ihi lived. And that was the chatzer that he lived. And there was another chatzer which only had one bais. And a shul. Okay? So, this mavi, which was occupied by Avus Bar Ihi, Avid Le Lechaya, so Avus applied a lechi, v'sharli Shmuel, and Shmuel allowed him to carry in the mavi. After Shmuel passed away, also Rav Anan Shadid. Rav Anan, who was the son of Rav, tossed away the lechi so that they wouldn't carry in the mavi. Omar, so this fellow Avis exclaimed in amazement, he says, how can you do that? Mavoya didayar nobe. This mavi where I've been living in Vasina and carrying Bishmed Mashmol with Shmuel's endorsement, with his askama. Nasi Rav Anan Barav Nishtayiman? Rav Anan Barav simply comes along and just tosses the lechi away from the mavi? How can you do that? I had Askom, I had Akshav from Shmuel. says the Gemara, Shema mina, lo kibbel minei. Apparently, Shmuel didn't accept the Shita of Rav, because that explains things. That Shmuel allowed carrying in this mavit, despite the fact that there were no two chatzers or two homes, and Ravan Barav challenged it. He threw away the lechet because he held it doesn't conform to the proper configuration of a mavi. So apparently Shmuel held firm, held his ground. You don't need to have two chatzers and two houses. Says Mar, no, lo'olam emelach kibul minei. Perhaps we can say that Shmuel did accept Rav Shita, did adopt Rav Shita, that you need to have two chatzers and two houses. So what then was the discussion here? Rav Avis by ear figured that this mavi is okay, doesn't need to have as much as Rav requires. And Ravana Barav came along and tossed away the lechi. Well, if this mavi had the proper conditions of a mavi, two chatzers and two batim, what's the issue? Says the Gemara, you know why? Because, as we explained earlier, there was a chatzar with two houses on one side, and then there was another chatzar that had one bais, plus a shul. Now, there was a chazna, an attendant, who would sleep in the shul. He would eat at home and sleep in the shul. Now, Shmuel holds what is considered to be the place of primary residence, the mokum lina, the lodging location of a person, which in this case, the shul is the mokum lina of the chazan. Therefore, it's considered to be a bias. So this mavi was properly configured. It had two chatzeres. One chatzer had two homes. The other chatzer had a home and a shul, which was inhabited by the chazan who would sleep there. Therefore, it's a proper mavi. Now, Avis Bar'i, he mistakenly thought that Shmuel didn't require all these things because he held that the shul is not a proper place of residence because nobody's eating there. He held like Rav that unless you eat there, it's not considered to be a proper bayis, a proper makam dira. Therefore, he figured that Shmuel was allowing it even without the two chatzers and two batim. And indeed, Rav Anan bar Rav held like his father, Rav, who holds that makam pita garam. You need to have a place of dining, a place of eating. So in which case, the shul doesn't provide that. It's not considered to be a bayis. That's why he tossed away the lechi. So that explains the whole background of the story. Let's see inside. Certainly we can say that Shmuel accepted Rav's opinion and required two chatzeres and two batim to allow the lechi v'kara to be used in the mavi. However, in our case, chazna hu dava ochel na'ama b'beisei. There was a chazna, an attendant, who would eat his bread at home, v'asid bayis v'eknishtu, and then come sleep in the shul. V'eivis bar'i savar, eivis bar'i figured, mokam pita gar. The place of dining, of eating, is what's considered to be a mokam dira. And we don't have it in this case because he wasn't eating in the shul. So he figured that Shmuel maintained his shita. They don't need to have two chatzeres and two houses in a chatzer. However, says the Gemara, Shmuel tamei, Shmuel was following his shita. The Amar Mokam Lina Gar, that the place of lodging is what determines matters. In which case, we have a proper bias because the chazan is living in the shul, is sleeping in the shul. Therefore, it's considered to be a Mokam Dira. Now we have two chatzers with two batim. Therefore, you can carry in the chatzer. Now, why did Rav Anan come along and toss away the lechi? So either because he holds like his father, that which Rav, which holds that only a place of dining is considered, and the shul doesn't conform because it's not a place of achila, or perhaps things changed after a while. Perhaps the chazan stopped showing up to the shul, in which case it's not considered to be a proper makadir. Okay, in any case, once again, we have three shitas regarding the requirements of a mavi. Rav says two chatzeres and two batim to provide all that traffic. Shmuel says one chatzer plus a bayis. Rav Yechon says a chatzer plus a churva. A shul shel kromim won't work because that's not a place which is chazir l'dira. It doesn't provide that proper access to the Mavi. It doesn't appear like the Mavi is servicing these dwelling areas. And regarding Shmuel's final position, we're unsure whether he held his own or perhaps he conceded to Rav, who requires two chateres and two bat. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Mavi shatzide echad oivet kuchavim v'tzide echad Yisrael. We have a Mavi, such as in the diagram off to the left in Rashi. We have an alleyway where, let's see, on the left side we have a chatzer occupied by a goy, which has access to that Mavi. And off to the right we have a chatzer of a Yisrael who has access to the Mavi as well. So the Mavi only has two chatzeres, a goy and a Yisrael. Mavi shatzide echad oivet kuchavim v'tzide echad Yisrael. Now, next to the Yisrael, there were some neighbors. He had some Jewish homes which were connected to his. They didn't have access to the Mavi. Right? The Mavi was only accessed by one Goy and one Yisrael. But these homes were built right next to the home of the Yisrael. And they'd like to go ahead and make an Erev with him. They have these windows, these holes connecting them to one another. So can they go ahead and connect to each other, make an Erev? All the homes of the Yisrael, that is, connect with each other to allow transferring through the homes out into the Mavi. Says Rav, no, you can't do that. Eid ma'arvin oisei derech chaloines, la'atiroi derech psacham le'mavi. You can't go ahead and make an Erev through the windows to allow going through the through all these homes, through the homes of, home of the Yisrael, derech psachim lemavi. Take things through the homes, through the out through the Pesach of the Yisrael into the Mavi. You can't do that. The Morrison will tell us the reason is because we don't want to keep the Yisrael company, provide him that extra measure of safety and security, which will encourage him to live with the good. That's going to be the final destination of Al Gemara. But at this point, we don't know the reason for this halacha. So again, Rav tells us if we have a Mavi on one side, a Goy, on one side, Yisrael, and next to Yisrael there are homes, they can't connect to him to allow carrying through this configuration into the Mavi. Let's take a look at Rashi inside. So, off to the left, three, four lines up. It says, Rashi, Tzide Echad Noche, Vitzide Echad Yisrael, Umavi Beinayim. You have a Mavi between the Goy and the Yisrael. Eima Arvan Oitzei Derech Halaynes, Lahater Derech Psachem LaMavi. Explains Rashi. Im Yesh Bata Yisrael Eitzel Beis HaShoy Yisrael Zeh. If there are Jewish homes near the Bais Yisrael, Psuchoy Yisrael Shusur Rabim, V'loy LaMavi. Now, their homes access the Shusur Rabim. They have no connection to the Mavi. However, V'chaloynes B'neim, there are windows leading from one house to the other. Ein ma'arvin zeim zeh derech alenaseim. They're not allowed to make an Erev with each other through the windows. Lahoitzi kleim lemavi derech pischa shal zeh, which will allow them to transfer their kelim all the way into the Mavi, going through this fellow out through his Pesach to the Mavi. Shepesuch lemavi. V'tam ha'mfarsh lekamei. The more soon will explain the reason for this. So that's the first statement of Yehuda Marav, that when we have this configuration by a Mavi, you can't allow this Erev to take place. Amalia by the Rav Yosef. So by Esther Rav Yosef like this, we have the statement of Rav pertaining to a Mavi. Amar Rav apilu b'chatzer? Did Rav apply the same halacha even by a chatzer? So should we find a similar configuration by a chatzer? Let's say you have a chatzer where there is a house of a Nachri, a house of Yisrael. These are the only two houses open to this chatzer. However, adjacent to the Yisrael are other homes, other Jewish-owned homes, which don't have access to the chatzer, but they could have windows open from one another, one from one to the other. Perhaps they'd like to make an Erev to transfer from their homes through the home of the Yisrael into the chatzer. Can they do that? Amar Rav Avila b'chatzer? Did Rav's restriction apply to chatzer as well? Amar Le'in. He said, certainly, the same concept will apply by chatzer. And again, the point will be, according to the Maskana of the Gemara, we're trying to we don't want to provide comfort for the Yisrael to give him that feeling of security, and therefore we're not meant to connect with him. At this point, the Gemara is unaware of that reason. So let's try to work it through. So again, Rav began with a statement of I'm moving, and then Reish responds, certainly the same halacha applies to a chatz. Amar Le'in, yes, applies to a chatz as well. Di'i lo'i Amar, my. So this is Reish speaking, because let's say he would not have specifically applied the same halacha to a chatz. But what would you say? Meaning, why would you think to be machalek, to differentiate between a mov and a chatz? So Abai said, yeah, I would differentiate very simply, because Havamin, I would say, time of the Rav, what is the reason for Rav's first halacha? That when the Yisrael and the Goy are sharing a Mavi, you can't allow the Yisraelim to connect with the Yisrael to carry out to the Mavi. I'll figure the reason for that is based on an entirely different reason. This was mentioned earlier. Time of the Rav, Shem the Kasava, Ein Mavi Nitiv Lecha V'Kaira, a Mavi cannot be used. The mavi can't be nitter belecha v'kara. You can't use the lecha v'kara to allow carrying the mavi. Atshe you batim chatzeres psuchim l'saicha. Unless it's a heavily traveled mavi, you have chatzeres and batim open to it. And in this case, where the mavi is strictly being shared by one chatzar of Yisrael and one chatzar of a nachri, this mavi doesn't conform because the dira of a nachri is not reckoned with, doesn't have prominence when it comes to Erevin. It's lav shmo dira. It's as though it doesn't exist. Halachically, we don't regard it as a proper dira, as we mentioned earlier in the perek. So perhaps that's the reason for Rav's restriction. You can't carry this mavi because it doesn't have two chatzeres open to it. So perhaps that was the basis of Rav's halacha. And this only pertains to a mavi configuration. It does not apply to that second halacha of chatzer. That's what I would have figured, if not for the fact that I know that Rav specifically applied halacha to chatz. But initially, I would have figured that that restriction is simply based on the general universal formula that a chatz, that a mavi needs to have two chatzers, in which case, in this case, it doesn't. Now, continuing with this line of reasoning, v'tati lomli. But why would Rav have to repeat that halacha twice? Rav already taught us this formula, that a mavi needs to have two chatzeres. And in this case of the goy, you don't have it. So why would he have had to repeat this halacha twice, meaning to describe this case of the goy, which is really based on one and the same principle. There are no two chatzeres. As much tzricha, there would be a need to repeat it as well. Dimyahi, because had he only told us that general formula, that a mavi needs to have two chatzeres, how many I would think, dira is oiv gilchav shma dira. Sure, a mavi needs to have two chatzeres, but perhaps even if the chatzer belongs to a guy, that's okay, because a dwelling of a guy is reckoned with. Kamash malon. That's why Rav comes along and tells us this halacha here, describing the mavi where there's a Yisrael and a guy, and it doesn't work because kamash malon the dira is oved kuchavim lo yishma dira, because the dira of the guy is not reckoned with, and says though the mavi only has one chatzer. So that's why he needs to apply the formula to specifically this case, to teach us this new insight. V'imahacha, had he only have told us this halacha, havamin, I would say, well, certainly a mavi needs to have two chatzeres. That's why in this case it doesn't work, because you don't have two chatzeres. I would know that aspect. But havamina, I would think, layadana batam kama. What about the homes? How many homes are required? Yeah, two chatzeres, but perhaps one house in each chatzer. I wouldn't know that added detail. Kamash malon, bottom train. That's why Rav needs to establish that set formula. Ein mavoi nita v'lecha v'koira, achiyu batim v'chatzeres psuchim l'soichai, to indicate that not only do you need two chatzeres, but two houses in each chatzer, as we mentioned earlier, to provide that added traffic, to make it a populated mavoi. So that explains why Rav would have needed to teach us both halachas. Each one carries a chiddush. But that's according to the initial way of reasoning. Meaning, if Rav would have only told us that this Yisrael Goy configuration can't be worked out when it's a mavi, and not have applied that same concept to the chatzar, the second statement of Rav. Yeah, I would think that the issue here is that the mavi needs to be a properly configured mavi to chatzeres du batim, which you don't have when it's a goy, and this is in line with his formula that a mavi needs to have two chatzeres du batim. That's what I would have figured is the reason for Rav's halacha. But now that Rav told us the same concept will apply to a chatzar. Again, we're speaking about a chatzar where there is a bias of a goy, a bias of Yisrael, with nothing else open to the chatzar. However, the home of the Yisrael connects to other homes, which although they don't have access to the chatzar, but they have access to each other. Rav tells us they can't connect each other, make an eruv to allow carrying from one house to the next, through the house of the Yisrael into the chatzar. They can't do that. And that's unrelated to the whole question of a mavi with chatzeres. That's a totally different concept. That's a chatzar. So apparently, this whole discussion here is based on another reason, based on another precept. Hashto, d'amar Rav, afilu chatzar. Now that Rav told us that this concept applies to chatzar as well, now we have to rethink our whole approach. Time of the Rav, apparently, Rav's basis, Rav's reason for this halacha is entirely different reason. Because Savar, it's because he holds Asa Lassus Yochid Mokum Ibkechav. One is not meant to live with a guy. Let's see Rashi, three lines from the top. Asa Lassus Yochid Mokum Ibkechav. One is not meant to live with a guy, and you're not meant to encourage a Yochid to live with a guy. Why shlo yilmad mimasav? That he doesn't learn from his ways, doesn't get impacted by the ways of the goy. So that's the concern here, and that results in this halacha. Lefichach lo yarvu elu imay lo yishtamshu imay b'mavi. That's why they shouldn't make an erev with him. They shouldn't connect with him and use the mavi with him. Kadesh heyachid, so that he remains himself on his own. And that will generate fear in his heart from the guy. Lest they kill him. And he'll just vacate the area. So the point here is, we're not meant to lasis yachet to live with the guy, or lasis means to encourage the yachet to live with the guy by helping him out, by keeping him company. Therefore, Rav says they shouldn't connect with him, whether we're speaking about Israel and the guy sharing a mavi, or Israel and the guy sharing a chatzar. It's all based on the same concept. We don't want him to live with a guy on his own. We don't want him to live with a guy, and that's why we don't want them to connect with him, so that he lives there on his own, he feels insecure, and he'll vacate the area. Amar Rav Yosef, ihachi. If that's the case, now I understand. Hainu de shamanu le Rabbi Tavlo. Now I understand what I heard from Rabbi Tavlo when he was quoting the halacha of Rav. The Omar, that he said, Oyvid kechavim, Oyvid kechavim, trei zimni. He repeated Oyvid kechavim twice. Le'yadana my Omar, I didn't understand what he was saying. Why was he repeating it twice? Now I understand, because one was pertaining to the Mavi arrangement, and one was pertaining to the Chatzar arrangement. In either case, we're not meant to provide company for the Yisrael to discourage him from living with a guy. Okay, time for a brief chazar of today's daf. We began with the discussion about a mavi using a lecha v'kura. As the Rashi explained for us, lecha v'kura is specific to a publicly accessed area which doesn't require much privacy. And the question is, to what extent? Well, what exactly is required for this mavi in order to allow lecha v'kura? How much traffic? How much access? We have a three-way machlekes. According to Rav, two chatzeres, each chatzer featuring two homes. So the chatzeres will provide that physical configuration of a mavi, because they're accessing, the mavi is servicing chatzeres, which are servicing homes. So now it looks like a mavi. Just as we learned earlier in the Masech, the mavi needs to be long and narrow, it needs to be an alleyway. Chacham allowed the lecha v'kura to be employed when something looks like a mavi. It has to have the shape of the mavi, has to function like a mavi, has to service chatzeres. So according to Rav, service two chatzeres with lots of traffic, two houses in each chatzer. According to Shmuel, one chatzer plus a home is enough. Kol Rabbi Yochanan. One chatzar with a churver is enough. The Gemara tells us that a churver is specific, meaning needs to be a place which is chazi ledira, where it appears like the mavi is servicing a place which is at least suitable for dwelling, but not merely a shul shel kromim, which is just a pathway. And we had this whole story with the mavi of Eves Bar'i. Shmuel gave his hechsher, Rav Anna came along and took away the lechi, and that generated a whole debate in the Gemara whether Shmuel held his own shita, or perhaps he agreed with Rav Shita going forward after he was confronted by this by the Rebbelezer there with the diik from the Mishnah, which indicates that you need to have two chazeres, two houses, and we left it unresolved whether or not he kept his own or agreed to Rav. And we concluded with the halacha Amar Bid Amar Rav that when there's a Yisrael who shares either a mavi or a chazer with a guy, we want to leave it as such, leave him there on his own, not to provide additional company and security. This will discourage him from living with a guy. What's the point? As Rashi says, Shal Yilman Mamasa doesn't get impacted and influenced by the ways of the guy.